I'm Steve Braley, I'm Chief Executive for Sheffield International Venues. We're really proud to win these two awards because every venue in the country, every fitness venue is entitled to enter. So there's over 1,000 of those. So to get actually four people in the venue shortlisted was absolutely brilliant. And to win two awards is absolutely fantastic. It really put us probably the premier health and fitness company in the country, really. And it's not just the experience in the gym, but everybody in the company contributes. So although we're recognised as a fitness award, really it's all the support services that play an equal part in making sure we have this fantastic success. By and large, everybody really is looking for the same quality standards, quality service, quality customer care, whichever part of the city they're in. Here at Concord, in one of the poorest wards in the country, Brightside and Shire Green, we've demonstrated it can be successful. A lot of companies wouldn't invest in facilities in a poor ward in the country. And people in this area demand and should expect exactly the same sort of quality standards that everybody else is entitled to. And I think we've demonstrated that it can work. But we can't afford to stand still. One of our core values is about continuous improvement. The day after we won the award, the general manager of Concord was back at the venue saying, right, what are we going to do next year? We need to raise our standards even higher, continually improve the service to our customers.
Councillor Alan Law, I'm the Lord Mayor of Sheffield. I've come here for this celebration of them achieving this grand accolade. Well, the nice thing is they've shown me around because a lot of my constituents come here. It's highly thought of by local people. And you can see why when you get here, because this ain't a second-rate establishment for a poor part of the city. This is as good as anywhere else in the city. Joe Public in the street can use and tap into and take advantage of. It's certainly a centre attraction in the area. And it's all rightly deserved. The sporting facilities we've got and the management of those sporting facilities, more importantly, is second to none and held in high regard nationally as well as internationally.